Welcome to The Barbell Strikes Back. I'm your host, James McDermott, and I want to start the show off by asking you for a little bit of help. You see, just last week, I received word that one of our Albany CrossFit Barbell Club youth athletes was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. His name is Jody, and I actually just saw him last week for his first training session back after the whole lockdown. He wasn't really feeling too well that day. He looked a little pale and he was very, very tired. But he also told me that he had been up till 5 a.m. FaceTiming with his girlfriend and playing video games, as 13-year-old boys do. So I didn't really think too much of it. Okay, you got no sleep, and obviously lifting a barbell isn't something that you have the energy to do today. But the next day, I received word from his mother, Martha, that he continued to look a little pale, so they scheduled an appointment with a doctor over Zoom, and that doctor ordered blood work, which eventually led them to the emergency room where the diagnosis was made at the hospital. And unfortunately, Jody is going to be at the hospital undergoing treatment for the next 4 weeks. So he's going to be finishing out the summer as a 13-year-old in the hospital. That's going to be pretty darn tough. But luckily, the family is doing a great job of building support for him. He's undergone 6 chemotherapy treatments already, and he's taking it quite well, according to his mother, Martha. And she's keeping me updated throughout all of this. What we are doing at Albany CrossFit and in the Barbell Club is just trying to gather as much support as possible for Jody and his family. This is obviously a very expensive process that they're undergoing. They're spending a lot of money on gas, traveling back and forth from the hospital. And of course, there's all the treatments, which, as we all know, are not cheap. So we've been raising funds, and there is a fundraiser page that I have linked in the bio on the Barbell Strikes Back Instagram page, but it can also be found on the Albany CrossFit and Albany CrossFit Barbell Club pages as well. So if you have some time, if you enjoy this show and you would like to support and help Jody, help him out, go on to that page, and any amount you can leave would be greatly appreciated. He's only 13 years old, and we need to work together and do a team lift, so to say, to help Jody get through this so he can get back to training, back in the gym, get strong, and then someday put on a singlet and do his first weightlifting meet. So obviously we got to get through this chemotherapy and get through the treatments first, and then we can do all that awesome stuff that he wants to do in the future. So thank you in advance for any support that you can give Jody and his family. And if you have any questions about any of this, feel free to send me an email or DM me, and I'd be more than happy to answer those questions. So team lift for Jody. Now, speaking of the Albany CrossFit Barbell Club team, we had quite a few PRs go down last week in training, or this current week, actually. First, I want to start off with Schaff. Now, Schaff has been chasing a 205-pound snatch for quite some time. And this is all going to be in pounds for the most part, because we only have pound plates to lift in. But Schaff's old PR was 200 pounds. And on Wednesday, he snatched 205 for the first time, setting a brand new lifetime PR. And it, let me tell you, it looked easy. He normally doesn't make PR snatches or PRs look easy. So I was excited when not only did he hit this PR, but it looked so smooth and so confident and so strong. And the next day, he snatched the same weight, 205, from the hips, from the high hang, and did an overhead squat with it as well. So this past week, he has crushed 205 pounds on the snatch in every workout that we've had. And for tonight's session, when we're going to be lifting from the hang starting at the knees, we're going to see if he can get 205 for a third time. So like, that's pretty darn good when you hit a weight for the very first time on a Monday after a 10-minute EMOM, and then on Wednesday, you're crushing it in a complex from the hangs, and now here we are gearing up to try to hit it again on Friday from another complex. So I think he can do it. I think he's got way more in the tank. By the end of the year, I want 225 pounds, or at the very least 220, which would be 100 kilos. I think we are definitely on track to get there, and we've got the mindset now to get there as well. For whatever reason, before the lockdown, some of these lifts would get in Schaff's head, you know, and he'd be in the group everyone's cheering for him, but it just wouldn't happen. You know, he'd overthink it, he'd overpull it, just wasn't there. But what I think is happening is that after having that time off, not being able to train with the team, now that we're back together training in a group, the push from the group is more effective. I don't know if there's any kind of a science to this or anything like that, or psychology to this, but I think being isolated and training in the garage for so long somehow made it so that when we come back, we're hearing those voices of the teammates and we're getting that extra push, and it's actually working now. I don't know. It's something I've been thinking about. Like, what if you take a weightlifter or an athlete away from the team, then you put them back in the team, and then all of a sudden it sparks new results. So I think there's something like that going on with Schaff. And he definitely wins the snatch workout on both Monday and Wednesday because he hit lifetime PRs during them. So congrats for Schaff. So far, he's won both snatch workouts for the week. Let's see if he can do it on Friday, today. Next up, we've got Brandon. Brandon also set some lifetime PRs. On Monday, he snatched 185 pounds for the very first time. His old PR was 175 pounds. And if you go to the Albany CrossFit Barbell Club Instagram page, you can see that he did it on a front lawn somewhere under a tree during the lockdown. And the feedback I got from him was, he said, I feel like I can actually move to my full capacity being back here at the gym. You know, lifting outdoors or lifting in the garage, he didn't feel like he could go all in on a lift because of falling or dropping the bar or breaking something, you know. So, but now being in the gym and having all that space, he feels like he can really let loose. And that's exactly what he was doing. And we got that 10-pound PR on the snatch for a lifetime PR. On the clean and jerk, he clean and jerked 220 pounds for a brand new lifetime PR, up 5 pounds there. And then we, of course, went for 225, which that's a big goal for Brandon. Of course, everyone who comes into a CrossFit gym, one of those big benchmarks, one of those things they want to be able to do is put two 45-pound plates on either side of the bar for 225 and be able to clean and jerk it or lift it in some capacity. We got the clean, but we weren't ready for the jerk. So we're going to need a little bit more work, a little more strength, and definitely a little more technique to squeak out that extra 5 pounds. Now, great job, Brandon. He definitely won the clean and jerk workout on Monday, but Schaff did outsnatch him by 20 pounds. So Schaff wins the Monday workout for the snatch. That's why Brandon didn't win the snatch. Speaking of snatch PRs, Bella, another youth athlete who is now ready for the weightlifting skills. I talked about that a few shows ago. She snatched a 15-pound training bar from the high hang for the first time on Tuesday. And let me tell you, her technique is looking great. I now have her with homework assignments that she can do at home with a broomstick. Her dad has the demo videos. They have their assignments. We're doing all kinds of overhead squats. We're doing snatch balances. We're doing SOTS presses. We're doing pauses at the bottom of the squat. And her flexibility has really, it's night and day. I wish I had photographs from last fall on where her flexibility was then and also her body awareness to where we are now. She's doing a phenomenal job on everything that she's working on outside of the gym. And now I'm just excited to be able to spend this time with her to develop the snatch and to get that technique down. And we're going to be spending some time from the high hang, from the hips, from the Glenn Penlay step one for quite some time. I really want to develop this position. We're going to work on transitions from the hips down to the knees and back up, but we probably won't do full snatches from the knees and definitely not from the floor for a little bit. It's going to at least be a solid month, and then I'll reevaluate that stance. But I really just want to get her comfortable going from point A to point B. And if you have a beginner athlete, if you have, or it could be a youth or it could be an adult who's starting for the very first time and you have time, then take the time. There's no reason to rush any of this. We have all the time in the world. There aren't any meets really scheduled in New York right now or anything like that. And this is one of her first times doing this. So take the time to do things the right way. Ingrain good habits now. That way you won't have to stop and fix them later. And that's a That's something I've seen happen quite a bit from people coming into the gym on the CrossFit end of things. You know, we spend time on their intro program working on technique. And I always get on my soapbox in the on-ramp and I'm like, hey, when you come to the workout, it might be better during the conditioning piece, instead of doing 21-15-9 snatches and push-ups, why don't you do 21-15-9 kettlebell swings and push-ups and save the snatch for the strength work and the technique work beforehand. Take your time with these lifts, ingrain those good movement patterns and those habits. And of course, you know, they get in other classes, they see what other people are doing. No one wants to listen to that. I have to go slow. I should walk before I run. I should run before I sprint. Not a whole lot of people are really willing to do that. And then what ends up happening is they hit a ceiling. And then in order to break through that ceiling, okay, you can now snatch 100 pounds, 115 pounds, 135 pounds. And that's a power snatch. But you can't squat snatch it. You can't do the full thing. You never developed the flexibility or the movement patterns to do that or the confidence to do that. And now, you know what we have to do? This is what no one wants to hear this. We have to take weight off the bar. We have to take the weight off the bar and we have to start again. And we have to start to develop your technique from the ground up again. And that's frustrating for someone once they're already 6 months into their training, a year into their training. And they're like, James, I just can't PR my snatch anymore. What do I do? That's my answer. It's not a popular answer, but it's what needs to be done. And it would have been better to do it the right way the first time around. So that's what we're doing with Bella. We're going to develop a solid foundation and we're going to keep building off of it. And that doesn't mean we're not going to go heavy. We worked on her regular deadlift as well after our snatch training, and we got a brand new deadlift PR. You know, Bella's been doing all kinds of deadlift workouts and deadlift strength training for the last, you know, 5-6 months. And we decided to do a little test now that she's in the gym and I can have my eyes on her. And her old deadlift PR was 187 pounds. She set that back at her first powerlifting meet in January. And we deadlifted 190 pounds for a brand new one rep max deadlift on Tuesday. And I mean, she's the strongest 13-year-old girl that I know deadlifting 190 pounds. I told the rest of the club that later on Wednesday evening when they all came in. And everyone's just blown away. They're like, oh my, some of them are wishing they could deadlift 190 pounds. Like, so she's just doing a phenomenal job. And I'm very excited about what the future holds for Bella. More updates coming soon. Next up, final PR on the board. We've got Frank. Frank set a one rep max push press PR of 141 kilos. Frank's got those kilo plates. So we get to talk in kilos. And he's just been on a tear with this push press. He's PR'd every single time we've done the push press. So for the last 3 weeks, he's just been PRing his push press left and right and getting that upper body super strong while we're doing it. Hitting that 141 on the push press, I don't know about Frank. I know for me, though, it puts a lot of confidence in a 140 to 145 kilo clean and jerk. Oh my goodness, if we're cleaning, push pressing, you know, these type of weights, then whenever we're warming up for a meet or thinking about openers, things like that, that places a lot of good confidence in those other lifts because his jerk is so strong. If we're push pressing it, we know we have that extra reserve strength in the bank and we also have that confidence that we'll be able to definitely get it and probably definitely get it, you know, regardless of the situation. Maybe there's a mistimed warm-up and we got to run out there and do something. If it's somewhere around in this range of weight, I have all the confidence in the world that Frank is going to make it. So great job there, Frank. He also went on to PR his high hang cleaning 161 kilos. And this is also the most Frank has ever cleaned so far. And it looked, I told him, I think we got 170. And he went for 170, didn't quite get it. You know, it was a good deadlift, like he said. But I think that once we start breaking down more mental barriers, the way he's moving and how strong he looks, 170 is going down. Some way, somehow, on some position, by the end of the year, I'm feeling 170. And of course, you know, we got to get 160, 161, 165 from other positions and from the floor. But let me tell you something, Frank is looking strong. So once we can get into a meet, he's like a caged animal right now. He wants to get to a meet. The New York State Championships were canceled. So he's just ready to bust through the cage doors and just to tear it up on a platform. And I think that hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have some meets on the schedule and we'll be able to do that. And there's big things to come. Frank definitely wins the Wednesday clean and jerk workout with these PRs on the push press and clean, and also on the high hang clean PR there. So great job, Frank. Now, one last little update here on Albany CrossFit Barbell Club team members. This weekend on Saturday, Tracy is going to be competing in the 2020 National Masters Championships. This has been moved to an online event, and I'm pretty excited for her to do this. She hasn't done a meet in quite some time as well, but she's been training very, very hard for this event. And also, I'm traveling out to Binghamton to be able to coach her in person for this event. And I haven't coached anyone in person for a weightlifting meet since the Arnold, right before the shutdown. So I'm really excited to get out there. I haven't seen Frank in person since the Arnold. I haven't been able to see him lift in person. So I'll be there early at CrossFit Sona to see him do some lifting and then to see Tracy do her lifts and help her with the competition. So it's a different thing seeing someone online with their videos and then just being able to see them in person. You pick up so many more little things in person. You know, when you're looking at someone's lifts in a video, they're like 1 inch tall. You know, everything has just been shrunken down, and maybe there's a black background on the wall and they're wearing black pants or black tights and I have bad eyes, you know? So it's going to be so much nicer just to be there 6 feet away, you know, it's social distancing, but definitely be able to see the full picture of what's going on. And so I'm excited for that coming up over the weekend. Now let's talk a little about training, a little bit about programming here. For myself, I got my ass kicked on Wednesday. So I've been riding the struggle bus. You know, go check out that episode to know what I'm talking about here. But I knew it was coming. I'm feeling the workouts. I'm getting beaten down. And I just got obliterated on Wednesday. It was a total bloodbath. And it started with the warm-up. I knew things were off during the warm-up. You know, I'd spent most of the day painting in the gym. So we are doing a painting project in the barbell club room to make it match the CrossFit room. And so I've been painting the walls in there, going up and down a ladder. No excuses, but I just knew I was tired going into that training session. And my warm-ups weren't going well. And the thing with me, and maybe this is the thing with you, is when my warm-ups aren't going well, I start to get over them very quickly. And I'm talking about just like the general warm-up and the bar warm-up. So when it's not feeling right, it's not feeling good, and I'm lacking energy, it makes me not want to do it. So, you know, I cut my bar warm-up short a little bit. I was like, you know what, I'm not having fun doing this, so I'm just going to put weight on the bar. And of course, that's always a good idea, right? And so I start my lifts. I'm catching things forward. My shoulders are getting tweaked here and there. I'm starting to get annoyed with the barbell. So this an inanimate object, every time I drop it with these pound plates on the rubber floor, they bounce so much. You know, it's not like when you're lifting kilo plates where it's just a dead stop and the bar doesn't ricochet to the left or the right. But every single time I'm dropping this bar, it's taking a huge bounce off to the left and right. And then I got to hoist it back over. Sometimes I catch it and it jerks me to the side and I feel a strain in my back. So I'm just embattled. Everything's a problem. And what I realized after one of my last sets where like I tweaked my shoulder again on it, I said, you know what? The problem is internal. You know, nothing else is happening in this gym. There's just the hum of a fan in the background. There's some music playing and everything that is related to turmoil is going on in your head right now. So you need to fix it. You are the owner, the mechanic, the driver of your struggle bus. So what are you going to do about it? What do you need to do in this situation? And so what I did was I took weight off the bar. I nixed the complex for the day and the workout for the day. Okay, that wasn't working out. I built up to a certain point, but now you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to do triples from the floor. I'm going to do some drop sets. I'm just going to get in a groove, get in a rhythm. I even ditched the straps, you know, because I just didn't want to take the time to strap up. I'm like, you know what? I'm bumping it down. It's light enough. I don't need straps. Let me just get my hands on the bar. Nothing between me and it. Let me set up. Let me hit some solid lifts. Do some pauses at the bottom. Those are things that I can work on. And it started to feel a little better after that. I think, you know, cutting the warm-up short is never a good idea, especially as I start to develop into a master's weightlifter myself. So I knew I should have gone back and finished all of that work there. And I think, though, making the decision to take the weight off the bar and adjust the workout, change the variables, was the beneficial thing to do. And I ended up not doing the clean and jerk workout. I moved it to the next day. Okay, I really want to be able to push on this high hang clean plus push press complex and get some good solid clean jerks off the floor. And the way I'm feeling right now, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to spend an extra 10 minutes or so doing triples from the floor, slow build up, just to kind of feel some lifts, break a sweat, and then I'm going to move the clean and jerk workout to the next day. And what the second part of my workout turned into was I need to eat. You know, I need to get more food in my body. I need to fuel myself so I feel better on that clean and jerk workout tomorrow. So as one does, I got myself a full rack of ribs from one of the local barbecue joints around here. And I had that. I had about a pound of ground beef. So really getting in all the protein and the fat. I had extra Fit Aid in there, which doesn't really have a whole lot of calories, but it makes me happy. So that's another thing. I'm trying to make myself happy. Tell myself, you know, hey, you're doing all right. Rubbing my own shoulders. And I can tell you the clean and jerk workout went much better. I was very happy with how that went. I think moving it to another day was the right decision. And sometimes that's what you need to do. The body wasn't feeling it. The joints were all achy. You know, it just wasn't a great day. I wrote in my journal, you know, felt like death on Wednesday. But on Thursday, I was well fed. I ate a big meal before the training session. And I also went to bed a little earlier Wednesday night, got better sleep. And it was just definitely the right decision. So don't be afraid to make those decisions in your training. If you need to change something, change something. Don't try to force a square peg into a round peg if it's not fitting for the day. You know, you might need to make those adjustments, move on, maybe bump the weight down, maybe even bump it all the way down to the barbell and just work with the bar again. Get some reps from the hips, the knees, the shins. Do some pulls, some high pulls, some snatch balances. Whatever you have to do just to get some solid work in for the day. That was one fear I had. Okay, I made that decision and then it pops in my head. Well, I don't want to waste the day. You know, I'm here at the gym right now. I need to do some training. And even though it was a tough training session, it still wasn't a bad training session because I still had the opportunity to get the barbell in my hands. And any day you can do that is a great day because there's so many people out there who can't do that. If you can get that barbell in your hands and do some training, even if it's a rough day, okay, at least we made it into the gym. So that's how my training session worked out. And that's what I did to kind of try to salvage some of it. You know, the snatch session still didn't go the way that I expected it to go, but I'm glad I got in all that extra work on the triples from the floor at a lighter weight. And I'm also glad that I kind of made up some of the missed lifts. That's another great benefit about doing a drop set is maybe you reach your top end for the day on a snatch workout and you're starting to get misses adding up. Well, we want to make more lifts than we're missing. We don't want to end on a bad note. So it's not a bad idea to take some weight off the bar. Maybe it's 10, 20 kilos or 20, 30 pounds or however much you need to do, bump the weight down and hit some drop sets. They can be for singles. They can be for doubles or triples. It can be on the snatch, the clean and jerk, back squats, any kind of lift you want to do this on. Just get those extra reps, pick one thing to kind of work on and break a sweat there. And it worked out well for me. And now going into Friday's training session, I'm feeling good again. even though I had those back-to-back sessions. Normally, I would have a rest day on Thursday. I'm feeling good. Again, I'm feeling well-rested. I'm feeling motivated. And that's probably another good benefit of doing something like that, moving things around and taking some drop sets, is you don't want one bad training session to kind of bleed into the next. You know, you have to forget them. If anyone plays tennis, you know, I used to play tennis a lot back in the day. If you're hitting in the ball into the net over and over, you have to get over that. You know, otherwise you'll spiral into a full-on meltdown with yourself, and your opponent will start to beat you down even more. You have to forget the shot that came before. So just like in tennis, in weightlifting, it's the same thing. You have to kind of forget the lift that came before. If you missed it, you have to forget the training session that came before and take every new shot, so to say, as a new one. And that's even if you had a successful training session, because you might not have a successful training session the next time. So for Schaff, he PR'd on Monday. He PR'd on Wednesday. We're looking to do the same thing coming up here on Friday, but he needs to forget those other two sessions. He needs to focus solely on this session and what he needs to do here on Friday, because those other 2 days, the success that we found on those 2 days, they can't help him make this lift. They can, of course, give him confidence, but right now we need to focus on the task at hand. So some things to think about in your own training. Now, one last thing I want to talk about for today is something we are working on with the Barbell Club team in terms of technique for the clean. We've been really focusing on the clean catch position and also the timing in that position. When you drop under the bar, you don't want to catch the bar at the bottom of the squat on a clean and hang out there, because that's a really good way to either get pinned under the bar, to start to lose your posture, because it's going to be a pretty heavy weight, and you're going to have to grind it up, stand that bar up using extra strength and effort from your legs, and that might set you up for failure on the jerk. What you want to do is you want to time the bounce. You pull under violently, get those elbows under the bar, hit the bottom in a nice tight position, and spring up. And you're trying to get out of the bottom of that squat as quickly as possible, using as little effort as possible. The more efficient you are there, the better chances you'll have on a jerk, especially a really, really heavy jerk. I've heard it referred to before that the standing portion out of the clean is actually the first part of the jerk. It's the end of the clean, and it's the first part of the jerk, because if that goes wrong, and you've probably done it before, or you've seen it happen before. Someone hits a very maximal clean, and then they got to grind it up. The elbows are dropping. Maybe the back rounds a little bit. They fight with it. They finally stand up. Maybe they take a couple steps forward. Then they got to readjust their hands. Then they got to take a breath. And then somehow they got to do this jerk on really, really tired legs after expending a lot of energy. And then you see the pros. You know, you see like your Ilias, your Liu Xiaozhangs, your professional weightlifters, your Lydias, they hit the bottom of that squat, they spring right up, they're super efficient, they do what they need to do, adjusting their hands, taking a breath, and then they hit that jerk, and it looks flawless. So efficiency is what we're looking for. So in the warm-up, we've been practicing front squats where we bounce out of the bottom of the squat, so we will control it down. You know, I'll normally lead the group through this. You know, I'll say down, and they'll squat down slowly. And right around when they get to parallel, they'll drop. They'll drop to the bottom of the squat, and they'll try to spring right back up as quickly as possible. And we try to race. So we see once we get down there, who can get up out of the bottom of the squat the quickest. And then that race starts to translate into the clean. So we'll do tall cleans, which if you've never done a tall clean before, it's a great way to kind of focus on the end of the third pull where we're pulling under the barbell. It's a great way to work on the timing. It's a great way to work on the speed of the elbows and what the feet are doing. It can be done with flat feet, or it can be done when you're raised up on your toes. I'll typically have the team raise up on their toes because I'm trying to get them to put some sort of pressure through the floor and to tense up the legs a little bit. I find when I have them do that drill, what ends up happening is kind of just more of a hop into the bar or under the bar, and the legs stay loose while they're standing. It's just easier to tense your calves and tense your quads and squeeze your backside when you are up on the toes. So I've just found that to be a little more effective. So they'll raise up on the toes. When I say go, they drop. They pick the feet up. They land flat. They pull under the bar violently, and then they spring back up. And that's where the race goes again. So if you're teaching a group class, having a little competition in there during the warm-up is great for motivation, great for focusing on the task at hand. Like if we're just warming up, okay, James says to speed up the elbows. All right, I guess that was faster. You know, I hope it was faster, or maybe I'm just kind of just doing the warm-up until we're done and we move on to the next part, and then I can get to the weight, which is the thing as an athlete that I really want to do. I really want to put weight on there, and we're doing all this bar technique work. But if I say, okay, we're going to race, this is a competition now. Who can do this the fastest or do this the best? Now everyone's paying attention. Now everyone's kind of looking out of the corner of their eye or across the room to see what everyone else is doing. And they are going to put more effort into a drill that can be easily overlooked because it's just bar work, you know, and I like bar work, you know, teaching it, of course, you know, like from my story earlier, obviously I need to get better at doing it myself. But add a little competition in there and it goes a long way. So we will hit that tall clean. I'll say go, they'll drop under, spring up as quickly as possible. And I'll explain to the group that we want to keep that going on all of our cleans. We don't want to get pinned down there. Let's make that a focus for the day. And that's something that you can work on in your own training. Try out that tall clean. Try adding a little bit of competition, whether it be maybe with a teammate, with your class, if you're a coach. And I guess one way you could do it from an individual standpoint is maybe time it. So if you're doing this by yourself, put a timer on the wall or on your phone, a stopwatch, see how long it took you to do like a tall clean and spring up out of the bottom, and then maybe see if you could try to beat that. And guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to The Barbell Strikes Back. Make sure you follow the show at The Barbell Strikes Back on Instagram. Make sure you follow me, James A. McDermott, on Instagram. Don't forget, we really need your support and your help to help Jody through his tough treatment that he's going through right now. This is a team lift for Jody. Check the link in the bio on Albany CrossFit, the Albany CrossFit Barbell Club, or the Barbell Strikes Back Instagram pages. If you have any questions about that or ways that you can support Jody and help him out, feel free to shoot me a message. Let me know, and I will do my best to help you. Make sure you head on over to Apple and iTunes. Leave the show a 5-star rating and leave some positive comments or some feedback. Thank you again so much for listening. Until next time.